Om Shanti, the power of slogan. Today is Thursday, 2nd of May, 2019. Today's slogan, you, the children of the Father, the ocean of love, remain full of the Ganges of love. You, the children of the Father, the ocean of love, remain full of the Ganges of love. So Baba is ocean of love, and we are the Ganges coming out from that ocean. So Baba is saying to remain full of this love, to be loveful, to be the embodiment of love, to be the image of love, to be the incarnation of love. So, love is a very pure word, but often misinterpreted in the world. Love is always divine, but when the sensual love is called the love, the word itself becomes polluted. So Baba is saying, he himself is the ocean of love, and we are the Ganges coming out from this ocean of love, and you remain bharpur, full. So when we say love, so many things come in our mind. One is to have divine love in heart. Another is behavior is loveful. Now when I say divine love, what does it mean? To have love for God means what? When somebody says that I have love for God, any Brahmin says I have love for Baba, what does it mean? Arvind bhai? When somebody says I love Baba, when it would be said that what he is saying is true. Somebody might be just boasting that he has love for God. But what is true love for God? What does it mean? As I said, love has got two components. One is divine love, that is to have love of God in heart. Second is behavior is loveful. The second is the repercussion of the first. When the first is there, the natural aftermath of the first is second. See, so when I say divine love or love of God, what all things are included in this divine love? Love for? Okay. So when I say divine love, it means love for Murli. Love for God means love for Murli. If one loves Baba and he says that I do not love Murli, or I have no time to revise, to read, to discuss. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, you get a lot of time in the afternoon. Taking food doesn't mean that you go off to sleep. And those who eat lot, they will have laziness of sleep. And those who eat lot, they will feel sleepy more. They will have intoxication of sleep. Laziness of sleep and intoxication of sleep. While deities eat very little and their diet is subtle. So you cannot give any reason. Baba says that you go and explain this knowledge to others, and if they ask you multiple questions, come back. Sit in the afternoon and discuss amongst yourself. And if anybody is intelligent, you can even ask him what all things we should explain. So afternoon type, Baba said, is not to go off to sleep. So love for Baba means love for Murli. Love for Baba means love for Srimat. Whatever Srimat comes in Murli, in Sakar or Avyakta Murlis, or in the divine messages brought by Dadis from Baba, or by direct interaction with Baba, all this Srimat, to love Srimat is to love Baba. One says that I love Baba, but this Srimat I cannot follow. Then he is actually deceiving himself. He is not loving Baba. So love for Baba means love for Srimat. Love for Baba means love for Rajyoga. If you love Baba, you will also love the yoga taught by him. Baba said in yesterday's Sakar Murli, you must have heard. If you have not heard, I am telling you. Man Mana Bhav. If you have heard, it's good. If you have not heard, I will tell you. The secret is Man Mana Bhav. So to love God means to love his yoga, the ancient yoga taught by him, which was lost. Probably one of the last line in one of the paragraphs in today's Murli is, the yoga is lost in the course of time. So to love his yoga, to experiment with yoga, to find out new ways of yoga, to devise new experiments of yoga, to become yogi, and from yogi to become prayogi, experimentator with love, that is to love Baba. So to love Baba means to love the yoga taught by him. To love Baba means to love the seva, to love his seva. Somebody says, I love Baba, but I need rest. I am not interested in seva. Then is he loving Baba? Baba says, 3 days back there was a Murli. Baba said, I love them who love me. I love them who do seva. And I give them power. I love them who love me. I remember them who remember me. I remember them. The second line was, I remember them, those who do service. And I give them bal. Power. So, service. Loving God means loving the service taught by him. Loving Baba means loving Madhuban. Somebody says, I love Baba, but I cannot come to Madhuban. Now I am old. It's too costly. Or I can now see, I can meet Baba on screen. On screen meeting. Online meeting. No need of going to Madhuban. This is the tapasya place. All tapasvis are here. The vibrations which are here are very strong, very powerful. So loving Baba also means to love Madhuban, because it's at this place Brahma, Mamma and all Dadis, all the seniors of the Yajna have done tapasya. So, loving Baba means loving Madhuban. Loving Baba means loving Yajna. Somebody says, I love Baba too much. But he is wasting the resources of Yajna. Then what should we say? That he is loving Baba. No. Love Baba means love water of Yajna. Love Baba means love electricity of Yajna. Love Baba means love money of Yajna. Love Baba means love diesel, petrol of Yajna. Love Baba means loving everything which is in Yajna or the resources which are in Yajna. If somebody says, I love Baba, but I am wasting all of these things, or who sees? Then he is not loving Yajna. He is practicing self-deception. Loving Baba means loving divine family, Brahmin family. I love Baba, but this family is dangerous. That's why I love to keep away from them. So, know who are the souls who have gathered here. We are all ancestor souls. We are all great creations of God. We all are those who are worthy of worship, Purvaj, Pujya, Sreshta Rachna. We are those who are the ornament of Madhuban, who are the sparkle of Madhuban. So every soul is great here, because each one of these souls has recognized the Father who has come in the ordinary form. So that soul cannot be ordinary soul. So to love Baba means to love Brahmin family. To love Baba means to love all the souls of the world. To love Baba means to love all the souls of the world. Why? Because all are children of God. It's one family, one God. With the feeling of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. The whole world is my family. The vision of universal brotherhood. So to love Baba means to love each and every soul on this planet Earth. For this, an attitude of unlimited attitude is needed. Otherwise one cannot love all souls of the world. To love Baba means to love five elements of nature. Prakriti. Because it is our duty to purify the five elements. And you cannot purify anybody unless and until you love that. So to love Baba means to love five elements. And which is the last? Now you tell.
To love his home.
To love his home and to love his capital, Rajdhani. So to love Baba means to love the place where he resides and to love the place which he is going to create. So when these 10 things are included, then one is qualified to be called the divine lover. Otherwise the certificate of divine lover will not be given to you. So if you want to become the Ganges of love, there are two things. First, divine love, and second, behavior loveful. So loveful behavior depends upon divine love. And divine love means love of Baba means loving his Murli. Without loving Murli. Loving Murli means what? Following what? Loving Murli means reading Murli. Loving Murli means listening Murli. Loving Murli means relating Murli. Loving Murli means discussing Murli. Loving Murli means to give up the afternoon sleep and discuss Murli. Those who eat lot, they will have intoxication of sleep and laziness of sleep. Alas and nasha of sleep. And deities eat very little, very subtle. This is today's Murli. So love Baba means to love Murli. Love Baba means to love Srimat. What is the Srimat? For sleeping, for eating, for drinking, for walking, for talking, for thinking, for attitude, for drishti, for vritti, for awareness, for dreams, for imagination, for feelings, emotions, for smritis, for memories, for behavior, for connections, for relationships, for sanskars, for intellect, everything, for writing, for listening, for touching, for eating, for drinking, for breathing. What is the Srimat for breathing? Remember me with your every breath. If you remember me, I will remember you. If you do my service, I will remember you and give you power. Searchlight. I will give you searchlight, I will give you current, I will give you power, I will give you light. So loving Baba means loving Murli. Loving Baba means loving Srimad. Loving Baba means loving the Raj Yoga taught by him. And understanding Raj Yoga. Loving Baba means loving his seva. Running for seva. Those who have intoxication of sleep, they cannot do seva. They are bechare in today's Murli. Those who lachari, they have intoxication of sleep. How can they do seva? For seva, one has to be sleepless and alert and active. Then loving Baba means loving Madhuban. All the branches of Madhuban. Loving Baba means loving Yajna. Yajna means, Yajna does not have geographical definition. Yajna, Madhuban may have geographical definition. Madhuban is this place. But Yajna is bodiless, nirakar. It does not have any geographical. Yajna is everything which is spread, which is established by God, which is everywhere. So Yajna means, to love this Yajna means to love resources, things of Yajna, not to waste anything which is in the Yajna. Loving Baba means loving Brahmin family, this family, because every soul is divine. Every soul is elevated soul. Every soul has been selected by Baba. So this is a very divine family. So love the divine family. Loving Baba means all the souls of the world, all souls, they are not at fault because they are parvash, vashibhut. They are under influence. That's why they are not at fault. The drama is perfect. Not a single minute difference can be made, today Baba said. So love all the souls of the world. But for loving all the souls, your stage should be high. If you are at the same stage where they are, you will be in conflict with them. Because you are doing the same what they are doing. Your stage should be high. Then only you can love all the souls. Then loving Baba means, what is? Loving? Five elements of nature. Purify them. What is Surya Yogi? What is Vayu Yogi? Surya Yogi and Vayu Yogi. Those sadhus and saints who live in jungle, what do they eat? Fruits, tubers, roots. But what about those sadhus and sannyasis who live in Himalayas? There is nothing. No tree, only snow. How does a yogi living on the Himalaya survive for 1 month, for years? How do they eat? What do they eat, Nikhilesh Bhai? A yogi staying on the top of the Himalaya, what does he eat? There are categories. Can one survive without food? Without water? Yes. They think that through sun rays, I am getting all the food for the body. Surya Yogi. The rays of the sun, all rays are going here. They look like this, up above. And you feel little dizziness, but that's a practice. And all rays are coming. So Surya Kiran rays, sun rays, that is known as Surya Yogi, who survives just on the rays of the sun. One. Second, Vayu Yogi. With air. With air, they derive food. nutritions, everything. This is one category of yogi. One is Surya Yogi, another is Vayu Yogi. Third is who does not derive nutrition from five elements. They derive nutrition only by thoughts. Sankalp is their food. Sitting and just thinking, I am getting everything. They are rising from human to Mahamanav level. And then there is a third category of yogis who derive nutrition from bliss, anand, who never come out from their samadhi. They only keep on staying only in samadhi all the time. So first, they derive nutrition from, it's a journey of becoming nirahar. They gradually give up all the bondages of the body. And they survive in the toughest of the situation where the temperature is minus 40 degree. In today's Murli, in Vardhan, Baba said two things about Hatha Yogis. First, asana, their seat. Their seat. Here, you have acres and angelic stage. Second, they stand on 1 foot. You have ekrasthiti ki ekagrata. You have the concentration, stable and constant stage of the mind. So I'm just telling something about this. Don't try doing this. This is what people do, but they can survive in the toughest situations where there is no food, where there is no water, but yet they survive. Just with the food of thoughts. So this is one stage, divine love. When there is a divine love in the heart with 10 points, automatically the behavior becomes loveful. So Baba is saying in today's slogan, be what? You, the children of the Father, the ocean of love remains full of the Ganges of love. Om Shanti.